warning and flirting. Do these two come together? Because if they do, then I just felt and did that. Okay. Honestly, for almost 2 weeks, I did not know what to podcast about because basically my life in 2 weeks was about entering to that black hole of sadness. I just lost her. Every day, I felt totally lost without Mama. Cried a lot, moping around like insane. I really didn't want to, but ever since she lost, I don't know how to get used to my life. I don't know how to move forward without her, because all my life, I know life because of her. She's my life, and she's my everything. Knowing the other side of me, amidst of mourning, I found myself flirting. Yes, you heard it right. I did flirt with someone unconsciously. So here it is. In my defense, I already said it the word unconscious because I really didn't know I was flirting until I assessed myself. For all of you out there, if there is, I like to assess myself, or rather what I did the whole day during at night before sleeping, like reminiscing the entire day, if that's what you call it. And that night, I totally told myself, confident, we're totally flirting with each other. You know, it was fun, but after the fun, nothing. Just nothing. And here I am again, hoping, assuming, even if I know he's the wrong guy. His face was totally saying out loud. That I'm not the right guy for him. It was like a banner in his forehead screaming with bold letters, and yet I ignored. You know how they say I'm smart and wise, and yet when it comes to this, I definitely suck. I suck. When are you coming to me right, baby? So I could stop mourning and just flirting. Wouldn't it be fun? I just know it will be so much fun.